USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
One of the two suspects in the stabbing attacks in Saskatchewan, Canada that killed 10 people Sunday has been found dead. The body of 31-year-old Damian Sanderson was found Monday. The hunt for his brother Miles continues. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
I also spoke with Premier Moe of Saskatchewan to highlight that the federal government will be there with the resources necessary right now in this time of crisis.
A federal judge on Monday agreed to appoint a neutral special master to review items seized by the FBI during its raid at President Trump's South Florida home last month. September 9th is the deadline to put the special master in place. Authorities say they have found a body near where Eliza Fletcher was abducted while jogging in Memphis, Tennessee last week. The Memphis Police Department said officers located a deceased party just after 5 p.m. local time. We all wait for the coroner's findings. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.